Next up on MyFM's Next Gen Farmer feature, we have the Crump Family Farm, and joining us in studio is Vivian Crump. Vivian, thank you very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the Crump Family Farm.
Well, we are a family farm. I am four generations on the farm. It started out with just a mixed farm, and we've changed it a few times from dairy, and now we're into beef, and then we have our on-farm store that we have the sunflowers in the summertime, and then we had to look for something to do with those sunflowers, so we decided maybe we would press them into oil, so that's what we do. So we have the cold-pressed sunflower oil, and then you're left with a waste product, which is protein, so then we'll feed those back to our cattle, because your cattle in the ration need some protein to balance everything out that they eat. Those are just a few things that we've done on our farm.
Where are you based out of?
We are based in Poplar Hill.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right on the Egremont Drive or Fanshawe Park Road out of the city.
Is that where you wanted to do? Was there a possibility that you might want to veer? Say, no, I'm going to stick with the family business.
No, I always wanted to do agriculture, dairy farm. There's four in my family, and I was always the first one, whether I was the last one home at night from after a party. I was always the first one up to leave. So,
what would you say are some things that have helped make your business successful?
Always wanting to learn and pivot. Because never anything stays the same. So over the years, we've had many different businesses to make our enterprise run. So we've had soil sampling, and then we sold that company and thought we'll just go 100% into dairy, and a life-changing. So you're in the barn, your kids are growing up in the house with you, without you. They're still there, but it wasn't enough for us. So then we switched to beef, and then we always had a side business of genetic improvement in the swine industry. So we built that up a little bit, and my husband went all over the world training people, and we had training people at our house that we would train in the pig industry over the years. And then again, a few hiccups went along the way, like we had the swine flu come in, and then COVID hit, so then we had to pivot again. So now we're doing wetland and erosion control projects for the different conservation areas, because we had a problem on our farm, so we wanted to fix it properly. So our farm was the test plot, moved our pastures, so we have them as a double crop. So we'll have a crop in the summer, and then we'll take that crop off, and then we'll seed it with mixed something, barley or oats, or because oats sometimes will come through the winter, or we've put in wheat in there, just something to keep the soil from moving in the wintertime, and then we'll put that crop in the summertime again. Put in over 3,000 trees on our property, and it's also Earth Week, so we try and give back.
What ways has new technology perhaps helped your operation?
So you're always learning. So I grew up with no cell phone. I had a landline, a party line. So learning how to use the cell phone, and the kids, they'll show you a few things, but they say, Mom, figure it out yourself. So that's what we do. So we figure out the stuff, and then you've got websites that you have to use on for your business, and then your Instagram posting, doing live things that way. So you're figuring how to get your product across to the people through social media. We're not a big farm, so we do have some technology there, but we're still old school that way.
For people who want to find out more about the Crump Family Farm in Poplar Hill, Ontario, how would they do that? Do you have a website or some social media pages you can share with us?
Yep, so they can Google search us and find the Crump Family Farm. We have a website. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. You can search us out those ways.
Vivian Crump from the Crump Family Farm in Poplar Hill, one of our Next Gen Farmer features. Appreciate your time today, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.